Warm welcome to SystemGorilla.com. If you ever wondered why the communication to your CTO can get really stressy, stand by. Today we're going to talk about mechanisms that allow you to get your message through quickly and get the help you need quickly. And by the way, it's then nice to deal with the CTO. My name is Seb and I wish you a lot of clarity. I mentioned that the CTO communication can get really stressy. Why is that? Because time is of the essence, and I want to give you a short feeling for what that actually means. A CTO has a full calendar. It usually starts at 7 in the morning and can go easily until 8 at night or 9 at night. Within this calendar framework, he has got a lot of overbookings for meetings, phone calls, video calls, and what not to do. And on top of that, he has to look into his calendar all day long to make it to those meetings, but Outlook has another mean thing for him, emails, and then there's Teams, and then there's all these other channels. And you know what? Every channel demands full focus from him. And at the same time, the ability to decide what to do next, because people direct their attention to the CTO because they cannot solve it themselves. So, a lot of overbooking, so your CTO might be in a different topic when you meet him, or in a different topic when you present something in a major meeting for decision. How can we help that? I show you now a couple of questions that you might address in your communication, which helps you that the CTO can love you. Enjoy. Ask yourself, why are you going to the CTO? Well, he shall help you. And what do you need help with? Usually it's three different things that the CTO can help you with directly. He can acknowledge a critical thing only with no action required. So just that he knows, this is the lowest level entry point and should not be used lightheartedly. Also, some other people could know that and not the CTO. Second, he could help you with is decide directions. Please remember that the CTO is no magic oracle that knows everything better than you do. No, but he can ask the right questions to make reasonable research into topics and get results that allow a proper decision or weighing of different options. So next to acknowledging just something, he could decide directions for you in case you provide the proper information, and that's where we got our hook. Another thing the CTO could do for you is to assign tasks, assign resources, and prioritization for different work packages if needed. Please remember that many talented CTOs think in a kind of matrix structure when it comes to the problem that they are approaching. The matrix has two different dimensions. One is the kind of milestone that we are looking at, so which milestone is affected by the thing that you are talking about? And then which category or which parameter of the milestone is affected. Therefore, you should know the milestone that you are talking about, and then are there expected changes to costs, the timing, the quality or maturity of the thing you want to produce or develop, or compliance and safety. Now imagine you stand in front of him and tell him, CTO, this one is affecting the costs of your next milestone XYZ. He's gonna open his eyes and be like, okay, tell me more. In the end, what we're saying, tell him how he is affected and what he needs to know to frame the topic. You should be able to phrase that within two sentences. That doesn't mean it's only verbally, but also two sentences on a slide. If your general problem cannot be phrased in two sentences and where you are stuck, you haven't burned it down a lot. You haven't digged into the details to find the greater picture. And that's what your CTO will tell you with a lot of questions. We've seen now that if you don't pre-answer the most frequent CTO questions in your talk to him or in your slides for him, then he will ask them. Because how else will he make any good decisions if not by being informed well? And who's doing this information job? You will. So if you want to have everything cleared up quickly with your CTO, provide the info up front. And I'll help you with that with a couple of the most frequent questions. In your problem, how much will it cost to fix it? In your problem, how much longer will it take to make it happen? In your problem, how bad is your current quality prognosis and which maturity can we still reach for the milestone? In your problem, which compliance part is affected? And safety, how is this going again? Who's involved already? I'll tell you now, you don't have to tell him all these questions. I'm telling you these questions so that you might find the answer up front. And then, you know what the CTO loves? When you come with a little proposed solution, a decision proposal, it's the nicest thing for him if he can choose between two, three different options. That means for you, for every option, you will have to answer the same questions on cost, timing, quality, maturity, compliance, safety, and so on and so forth. So imagine he wants to choose from different options, not just yes to one that's existing because there's no possible. He wants to choose. Everybody wants to choose. So, which proposals are you gonna make? And how are they gonna be after you have detailed down all their parameters? If you really make a comparison, by the way, to make a comparison is not so easily possible when you drink a coffee with the CTO. It's easier to do that on a slide. And mentioning that here, if you make a comparison on all these different parameters for different solutions that you propose, please make clear which one you are basically finding the nicest. And make clear where every parameter deviates between the solutions and which one is a good one. This really helps your CTO to understand the problem and the core of it quickly. So quickly that if you've done your slide well enough, within 30 seconds you can have your answer. But that needs a lot of prep work. Usually, for decisions like that, you can employ a standard decision matrix that addresses all the regular project management issues. By the way, if you're not a project manager and have to talk to the CTO, probably ask another project manager how he would set up the decision matrix. It always helps to get a second pair of eyes. Another frequent question that the CTO might ask regarding strategic topics: how does this topic or problem impact my R&D domains, my organization, and the way we collaborate? If you're proposing a solution, many times the CTO will ask for a risk prognosis, and coming with that, if you have identified a risk, it's not okay just to have it unaddressed. No, it needs a mitigation, and you shall mention that somehow. Also, in many cases, a CTO might ask about the robustness of the proposed solution. Figure a nice answer here. And now we're making a short visit to the King's class, assigning tasks with the CTO. So you want the CTO to tell somebody else to do his job the way that you want it? All right, there's a couple of prerequisites for that. First, state clearly in one sentence what needs to be done, what are expected outcomes, who needs to do it. When does it have to start? When does it have to end, or when is it due? What results are expected? Also, somehow include why the CTO must actually decide that and there couldn't be found any other alignment. Talking about alignment, pre-alignment is very useful. Meaning that everything you propose to the CTO should be pre-aligned with the parties that are affected by it. So the ones that you're pointing the finger towards, who's gonna do it? They are. If you are pre-aligned, you go into the CTO meeting or CTO discussion and everything is basically clear. Somebody has just to say yes to it. Here it helps to consider your RACIC, meaning your organizational structure, who's doing what. I want to mention last, when you are assigning tasks through the CTO, make sure you know about all critical relations to adherent milestones. You see, straightforward communication can be really useful together with the CTO. Doesn't mean you can't say, hello CTO, how are you doing, how's everything going, and just be a personal being. But still, everything that's business needs to be done concisely. Remember that. And if you're a CTO and feel that same pain, get my executive advice at systemgorilla.com. I can help you to valuable clarity in no time. Ask me. My name is Sev. I hope you remember that. And you enjoy your day.